Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tefillin, Perek Bet. After explaining in the last perek how Stam is written in general, the Rambam moves in this perek to specific details about how the four parshiot of Tefillin are written, both in the Tefillin Shel Rosh and in the Tefillin Shel Yad. Starting in Halacha Bet, he lists three important properties, two of which are critical and disqualify the tefillin in their absence. At the end of the perek, the Rambam also discusses the halachot of checking tefillin when they are purchased and afterwards. Halacha Aleph. Ketzad kotvin et ha-tefillin. Shel Rosh kotvin arba ha-parshiot al arba'a klafim, v'golin kol echad v'echad levado. Umanichin otan barba'a batim shehin mechubarin bo'or echad. V'shel Yad, kotvin et arba ha-parshiot ba'arba'a dapin al klaf echad, v'golo kemin sefer Torah misofo l'tilato, umanicho bevayit echad. The Tefillin Shel Rosh consists of four compartments, each containing one of the four parshiot of Tefillin. Each parsha is written on a separate piece of cloth, rolled up, and placed in one of the compartments. We'll discuss more details about this in Perek Gimel. The Tefillin Shel Yad is a single compartment. The four parshiot are written as four columns on one piece of cloth, which is then rolled like a Sefer Torah from the end to the beginning, and inserted in the compartment of the Shel Yad. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the custom to write each parsha of the Shel Rosh in four long lines, and each parsha of the Shel Yad in seven lines. Halacha bet. V'tzarich lizaher b'parashiyot. She'im asah stuma p'tucha, o ha'p'tucha stuma, psalan. V'shalosh ha'parashiyot ha'rishonot, kulan p'tuchot. U'farasha achrona, she'i v'ayayim shamoa, stuma. There are two ways that a parsha, a paragraph, can be written in the Torah. We'll see more details of this in Perek Chet, but relevant for us now is that a parsha p'tucha begins at the beginning of a line, and a parsha stuma begins in the middle of a line. There is a specific tradition of how each parsha must be written in a Sefer Torah, p'tucha or stuma, and in a long list in Perek Chet, the Rambam will go through every parsha in the entire Torah and tell us which type each one is. Of the four parshiot of Tefillin, three are p'tuchot, and one, the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema, beginning v'hayayim shamoa, is stuma. When writing Tefillin, the sofer must write each parsha in the same form as it appears in the Torah. So the first three are p'tuchot, and v'hayayim shamoa, which for the Rambam is written last, more about that in Perek Gimel, is stuma. The problem with writing tefillin this way in practice is that there are other opinions about how exactly to write a parsha stuma, and there is no way to write v'hayayim shamoa in tefillin in a manner which satisfies all the opinions. Poskim differ as to whether it is better to follow the Rambam, as the Shulchan Aruch rules, or to rely on another halachic opinion that all parshiot of tefillin, including v'hayayim shamoa, should be written p'tuchot. This is the opinion of the Rama, but the Gra accepts the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Halacha Gimel. V'tzarich lizaher b'malei v'chaser, ad sheyu arbatan k'tuvot k'ma shehen k'tuvot b'sefer Torah habaduk. She'im katav ha'chaser malei, pasal, ad shimchok hayater. V'im katav ha'malei chaser, pasal ve'ein lo takana. Writing malei and chaser refers to places in a word where there is a vowelization of o or u, the vowels cholim or kubutz, which sometimes is written with a vav and sometimes not. And when there is a vowelization of e, the chirik, or a, the tsere, which is sometimes followed by a yud and sometimes not. When the vav or yud appears, the writing is called malei. And when it doesn't appear, the writing is called chaser. For instance, the word mizuzot in the first paragraph of Shema is written mem, zayin, zayin, vav, tuf. That is, the u sound is chaser, but the o sound after it is malei. When the same word is written in the second paragraph of v'hayayim shamoa, there are two vavs, mem, zayin, vav, tuf, meaning both sounds are written malei. Here again, there is a specific tradition of how every word in a Sefer Torah must be written, which sounds are malei and which chaser. And the parshiot of the tefillin must follow the same tradition of malei and chaser as in a Sefer Torah. If a sound is written malei when it should be chaser, this can be subsequently corrected by erasing the vav or yud which should not appear. but if a sound is written chaser when it should be malei, this is impossible to fix because of the requirement of kisidran in tefillin, as well as mezuzah, that we mentioned at the end of the last perek. Because the entire text must be written in the correct order, there is no way to go back and insert a missing letter, even if there is enough room on the parchment to do so. The Rambam proceeds in Halachot Dalid through Zayin to give a full list of every word in each of the parashiot of Tefillin, which can be written Malei or Chaser, and to clarify how each must be written. Halacha Chet. Mitzarich lizaher b'tagin shel otiot, v'hein kamo zaynin zikufot al ha'ot sheyesh la tag, k'mashen k'tuvin b'sefer Torah. Aside from Parshiot Ptuchot and Stumot, and Ktav Malei and Chaser, a third feature of the script of a Sefer Torah which should be maintained in the Parshiot of Tefillin are the Tagim, the crowns, on certain letters which have the shape of a small letter Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch rules that there are specific letters of the alphabet which require Tagim whenever they appear, namely the letters of the acronym Shatnez Gatz, Shin, Ayin, Tet, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, and Sadi. No other letters require tagim at all. But the Rambam has a different tradition. He proceeds to list in Halacha Tet exactly which letters in all the parashiot of Tefillin require tagim, only 16 altogether, along with how many tagim each one should have. And he includes other letters in this list, like Pei, Mem, and Kuf, and leaves out the vast majority of appearances of the letters Shat and Nizgatz. The general custom is to follow the Shulchan Aruch and add tagim to the letters Shat Nizgatz, though some add tagim to other letters as well, based on the Rambam and other traditions. The Rambam clarifies at the end of Halacha Tet that unlike the two earlier properties of Petucha versus Stuma and Malei versus Chaser, the tagim are not necessary in order for the tefillin to be kosher, and even if there are no tagim added at all, the tefillin may be used. Halacha Yud. Halokeach tefillin mimish eino mumche, tzarich livod kan. Lakach menu me'ak tzitzot, bodek mehen shalosh tzitzot. O shtaim shal rosh v'achat shal yad, o shtaim shal yad v'achat shal rosh. Im etza'an ksherim, huchzak ze ha'ish, v'hari kulam ksherim. Ve'en ha'shar tzarich bedika. V'im lekachan tzvatim tzvatim, kulan tzrichim bedika. Shechezkat ha'tzvatim me'anashim harbe lekuchim. If someone purchases tefillin from someone who is not himself expert in writing and making tefillin, like a merchant, then the buyer must check them. If he buys many boxes of tefillin from him, a random collection of shel yad and shel rosh mixed together, then he need only check three boxes, two of one type and one of the other, and if they are all kosher, then none of the others need to be checked, as the three kosher boxes establish a chazakah, a halachic presumption that this seller is reliable. However, if the buyer purchased many pairs of tefillin from this seller, each pair wrapped or tied together on its own, then he must check all of them, because the assumption is that the seller bought each pair from a different place, and hence the kashrut of one pair has no bearing on the kashrut of any of the others. Poskim universally recommend purchasing tefillin only from either a sofer or a merchant who is known to be reliable. Halacha Yud Aleph. Hakotev tefillin bichtav yado. Osh lekachan min hamumche o mishar adam, uvedakam vechziram leoran, eino tzarich levodkan pam acher. Vafilu achar kama shanim, kol zman shechipuyan shalem, harei hein bechezkatan. Vein choshushin lehen, shema nimchaka ot mitochan o nikva. Hilel hazaken haya omer, elu mishel avi ima. Once a pair of tefillin is known to be kosher, either because the owner wrote it himself properly, or bought it from an expert, or had it checked, as in the last halacha, they never need to be checked again, as long as the boxes remain intact and unbroken. Unlike a mezuzah, which can be exposed to the elements and requires periodic checks, as we'll see in Perek Hey, tefillin are enclosed in a box and protected from exposure to anything which can cause the ink to be erased or to make a hole in the parchment. Therefore, they have a chazakah of kashrut once we know them to have been kosher from the start. Hillel HaZaken, one of the early Tanaim and the founder of the universally accepted Beit Hillel halachic tradition, even used to say that he used tefillin originally worn by his grandfather, which had never been checked since then. Poskim qualify this halacha in several ways. If a pair of tefillin is rarely used, hence not exposed to air on a regular basis, then there is a greater likelihood of developing mold, which may harm the script. These tefillin should be checked like a mezuzah, twice every 7 years. The Magen Avraham recommends periodic checking even of tefillin which are worn regularly, as sweat from the arm or the hair on the head is liable to enter the boxes and damage the klafim inside. Finally, if something abnormal happens to the tefillin, which undermines their chazakah of kashrut, for instance, if they fall into water, or if the boxes tear or crack, or if they are subjected to extreme temperature, as can happen if they are left in a car on a very hot day or in freezing weather, then they certainly need to be checked.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.